Today is Sunday, May 28th, 2017, and this.
I know you love Vegas, but you might want to think about taking it slow this trip.
Michael, we live in Kansas City where it's always slow. And you get to Vegas, man, you got to turn it up a notch.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 601. Las Vegas!
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Got a nice tasty buzz going.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what holiday weekends are all about.
Pretty much. That and shaming people for not knowing what the right holiday is.
That's right. If you're if you follow me on Twitter, you're in for my annual antics tomorrow. I did some warm-ups over the last couple days, but...
Uh-huh. Tomorrow's the big day.
Tomorrow's the big day where I... like to Twitter shame mainly
mostly
businesses.
Corporations.
I try to stick
to
businesses now.
Right.
Who don't know the difference between Memorial Day and Labor Day. So that'll be fun. There's a lot of pressure on me now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people look forward to this.
I know. It used to just be some shit I did, and now I feel like I've needed to step up my game and be sort of somewhat clever with them and really personalize them for whoever it is that's fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
The fun part is when it's government offices and libraries.
Yeah.
I haven't had any of those yet this year, but I'm sure we'll get there.
Tomorrow, my friend. Tomorrow.
All right. So that's what's on my agenda for... We have an extra day off work, and I'm going to spend it shaming people on Twitter. That's my life.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to nap.
Napping is delicious.
It is.
Uh-huh. So welcome. Welcome, and I hope... everyone in the U.S. who's listening is having a wonderful holiday weekend.
A Memorial Day weekend.
That is the proper holiday that we are recognizing this weekend. All right. So before we get into some news and a ton of phone calls, we'd like to thank the many, many listeners who are supporting this show on Patreon. So we have more than 200 listener patrons right now. And
yay.
They include, among those 200 plus people, are James Cummings. Thank you, sir. Scott Scalise. I'm probably
Sam.
Screwing up your, huh?
Sam.
What did I say?
You said Scott.
Oh, I jumped ahead. Sam Scalise. Thank you, Sam. Scott Nash. See, I just did like a little combo thing there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what you want to do.
No.
Oh, I had more drinks than I should have before recording. Jenny. How do you pronounce your name? Jenny. Pronounce this one for me.
Listney?
Okay. Jenny Listney. Nick and Michelle Castle.
I apologize if I got that wrong, but we
I
still
think
you.
Thank got you. It right.
Castles!
Damn you, Castles. Attica Prison. Now, I'm wondering how this one works. Did everyone in the prison chip in to contribute to the show?
I don't know.
Or is it one representative of Attica Prison? Regardless, thank you.
Yes.
Michael Ambrust. Thank
Armbrust.
You, sir. Armbrust. Oh, I was doing so well for several weeks, and then someone pointed out on Facebook that I fucked up their rather easy name, and now it's just off the rails.
And you've had drinks.
Michael Schechter. Thank you, Michael. Jason Tor. Thank you. Becky McBreen. Thank you. And Kelly Blair. Thank you to all of our beloved patrons. We do appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're wondering what this is all about, you can support the show on a monthly basis and get some bonus content out of it. And... that's how it works. Patreon.com/500 is the place to go. And we thank you for your support.
Indeed.
All right, some news. We got some Vegas news for you as we usually do.
Do we?
Let's start out with the chunk of land on Las Vegas Strip formerly intended for the Aeolon Snobatorium Elitist Resort and Casino for, what was it? The
way to kick them while they're down.
The fuck them. The right people? What was the term they used?
I don't know.
I think
you're the one who had the brochure and did
the right people. I don't
know. Comprehensive breakdown on it.
Elitist motherfuckers. Anyway, Crown Resorts, which was one of the entities that owned well, they own the land, obviously. They have hired real estate broker CBRE to sell that land. This is the same real estate company that's behind the Fontainebleau sale, which I'll get to in a moment, which hasn't happened. There is no sale, but they're trying to sell it. Anyway, Crown Resorts...
Not a good track record is what you're saying.
No, no, they actually are super... They've been around for a long time. They sell a lot of stuff. But
in this case...
Well, the Fontainebleau thing, the guy who is in charge of that made multiple statements saying, it will definitely sell by the end of 2016. We have a ton of people lined up, and here we are, and Fontainebleau is still...
Nothing has happened. Blue tombstone at the top of the strip.
So inevitably, I'm guessing within a few months, we're going to hear, oh, there's great interest in the Alon site. And it's just until you...
Is it coming from the company who's selling or the owners of the properties?
It's the company who's selling. Okay. It's CBRE who's... Because they're trying to make some money off it. But until this thing sells, if there are... There will inevitably be rumors that it's very close to selling. And I'm not going
to
buy into any of them until... It's official. So anyway, Crown Resorts paid $280 That would be really cheap. $280 million in 2014.
We could buy it for $280.
I could scrape that together. They're now hoping to get $400 million. That I cannot scrape together.
No.
Despite the support of our patrons,
mm-hmm.
We can't quite come up with that $400 million. Nope. So the total,
and we're not starting a campaign to buy this land either. That would be a horrible waste of everyone's time and money.
But it would be kind of funny just to watch people flip out when I would buy it and not do anything with it. I just like get a nice, comfortable lazy boy and just sit there. I'd get a little tent so that I didn't get sunburned and I'd have a cooler of beer. That's what I would do with the land. People could just drive by and see me sitting there. That would be
and
it.
You'd raise your beer as they drove past.
Yeah. It'd be quite a waste of money.
Or flip them off, depending on who they were.
Uh-huh. This is what I choose to do with this 34.6 acres. So the deal is the total chunk of land is 34.6 acres. Crown Resorts doesn't own all of that.
Mm-hmm.
16.2 acres of that, I believe it must have been like the Westward Ho land or something. They lease that, but it's included in this deal. So... I don't know if like the long-term lease transfers with the other land that they're buying. I'm not exactly sure how that works, but they've said that the lease land is part of this. But I don't think it's actually – they don't have the right to sell something that they don't own. So I'm guessing that the lease just comes along with it. So they could use that full 34.6 acres if they chose to build something. The people who own that other 16.2 acres are the owners of Casino Royale. So maybe they'll build a mega Casino Royale there.
That'd be okay.
I don't see that happening either. Okay, so that's the deal with Alon. It's on the market.
And a mega White Castle?
No, we've got one. We've got another one coming. Nobody needs a third one. Nobody. All right, moving along. Speaking of property sales, SLS sold this week. And the fact that that's not the top thing we're talking about says a lot about where SLS stands these days.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Aaron mentioned that. Like, how interesting is it that SLS sold and there were headlines about it on one day and then that's it? Like, no buzz about it. Nobody seems to really care that much. I know, like, on the Facebook group, several people chimed in and said, I like SLS. We like SLS
yes.
too, but there's nothing, the location sucks. There's nothing that interesting about it to get you to go
there. When we stayed there,
yeah.
I've enjoyed visiting there, but
I'm not drawn.
It's hard to find a reason to go.
Yeah. So SLS is a fine property, but it's plagued by a shitty
location. I just
location.
Contradicted myself by saying that,
it's true.
Look, it's pleasant once you're there, but it's hard to get there.
Yeah. So the company that bought it is called Meruelo Group, I guess. Meruelo. How would you say that?
Meruelo? I don't know.
Okay.
I've had drinks.
We're going to say the Meruelo Group.
Tom Morello Group?
They own the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno. I was looking at the Grand Sierra Resort's webpage to get a feel for what type of resort this is.
Mm-hmm.
Nice place. Like they have a Charlie Palmer Steakhouse.
Ooh, yeah.
It's not a dumpy place. I am hoping... So they'll inevitably make some changes.
Mm-hmm.
They own a bunch of stuff. They're not just... hospitality company, and they're known as kind of a turnaround company. So they come in and buy businesses that need help,
mm-hmm.
fix them up. inevitably, if they get things going in a profitable direction, they'll probably sell it off in a handful of years. But I'm hoping that they maybe do some similar branding to what they have at the Grand Sierra.
And why is this?
Mainly so that I can hear you giggle over the name of the center bar.
Which, what is that?
Rim Bar.
Oh!
It's a circular bar called Rim Bar.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
So there you go.
Okay.
So I'm hoping for that, but I don't know. You can expect changes at SLS. The new owners are, I'm guessing we'll see some restaurant changes because that's one of the easier things to change. If there are restaurants.
And they've closed a shit ton of restaurants, so they have some space there.
They've closed and changed, and I don't know if that retail space they had is all sitting empty still. We haven't been there in a while, but they've got a lot they could do with it. We'll see what they come up with that finds an audience. So that is the scoop there. I would say if you're attached to any of the restaurants there, you might want to go during one of your upcoming visits because there's a chance they might not be around super long. Hard to say for sure what'll happen there, but that is the scoop at SLS. There's been some, I suppose, hope by some longtime Vegas nerds that they will change. They probably will change the name is the overall thought, but people are like, oh, maybe they'll go back to Sahara. I don't know what the ownership situation is with the name Sahara, but who cares?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so yeah, Sahara is a good name. But going back to the name of Sahara is not going to make the place anything like Sahara.
They'd have to change the decor. And
I don't.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of all this, like,
nostalgia.
Just who cares if it's named Sahara and it's nothing like Sahara?
Then there's no point to naming it.
Yeah. Then
that.
Who gives a shit? I don't understand that. Oh, I wish they would go back to this. Nobody ever goes back
no,
to anything.
The camel lamps are sold.
Yeah. I don't. I have a hard time with figuring that out, like understanding why nostalgia over... I get having nostalgia over the whole place,
totally.
Let's say. Like, oh, I really like that. I wish that it was... But it's gone.
Yeah.
If they're not going to make it another Sahara.
Right.
Even if they change the name to that, which I doubt they will.
We saw how that happened with Aladdin, and it did not work.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just... It's a strange phenomenon that happens in Las Vegas a lot with people who love the city.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, they should go back to this. Well... It's a city that's constantly moving forward. You don't get a lot of going back to things. So,
the new frontier?
I wouldn't. The last frontier, the new frontier, the frontier, they went to many, they were many frontiers.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what they do with it, but I wouldn't expect it to be called Sahara. And if it is, so what? That's the name. Nothing else will be Sahara-like about it. So seems pointless to me. I'm sure that'll irritate some people and, well, so be it, but... It's just, there's a lot of nostalgia for nostalgia's sake.
Hmm.
That's the thing I feel lately about Las Vegas. Like, I get it for some things, like missing things you really loved.
Yeah.
But I don't get it for relatively insignificant things. Like, I kind of called it out when the train cars were removed from Main Street Station. Like, I knew right away there's going to be people who lament this as horrible. I find it hard to believe that those train cars added much to the trips of the downtown visits of very many people other than, oh, that's kind of novel.
Mm-hmm.
You walk by, you glance at it, there you go. It's not like you hung out at the train cars. I don't know. It's weird. Nostalgia is a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving
along. I'm nostalgic for stuff, but at the same time, if it were to come back, it wouldn't be the same.
That's a good point as well. You, in latching onto nostalgia, you idealize things from the past too.
Uh-huh.
And it's not. Whenever you try to recapture like the thing you loved, it never works.
Nope.
So
it's better to start with a new idea and make it something new that you could possibly love.
So
like the Cromwell is a good example.
There you go. Yeah,
I loved Barbary Coast.
I did too, but I love what they've done with the Cromwell, and it's entirely different, even though it's in the same space.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good example, and I would love to see the new owners of SLS do something that's really great.
Yeah.
Something different that's really great, but there's no point in like, let's try to be what we used to be because it's not going to. And if it were, you wouldn't be happy with it anyway. If you loved Sahara, just changing the name of this to Sahara is not going to make you happy.
No.
Okay, that's my lecture for this week. All right, we had some really, really stupid news this week, and let's kick it off with this.
Rumor watch. It could be true, but it's probably
definitely
bullshit.
4. And also... 3, 2, 1.
This week...
Rest assured that I was on the internet within minutes, registering my disgust throughout the world.
In outrage.
This is bullshit!
Alright, we've got a double. This is outrage rumor combo. Thanks to that walking bag of shit, Robin Leach. He reported this
week... He blocked
you,
didn't he?
Yeah, he blocks everybody who calls him out on his bullshit. Robin Leach, gossip reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, reported this week that there were discussions that had taken place to replace the Bellagio fountains with retail space. It was almost immediately shot down by MGM Resorts. Mm-hmm. MGM Resorts rarely responds to these rumors.
Uh-huh.
I can remember them doing it only 2 or 3 times, and it's when it was something that was clearly complete shit, crap, made up, like... So, yeah, this was
stupid.
See, Max is upset about it too.
He is.
So this is a good reminder not to pay attention to clowns in Las Vegas media who, and that's not saying everybody in Las Vegas media is clowns, but there are
clowns.
They're easily identifiable for the things that they throw out there that they have a bad track record of things that have not happened. And yes, occasionally they will get some things right. But the
people who throw shit and hope that it sticks to the wall.
They report on absolutely anything, and as a result, they're going to get some things right, but they're also going to get a lot of things wrong. And the whole rumor thing is kind of fun. Like, we like to talk about things that are reported on occasion.
You give percentages.
So, we're giving this one 0%. Now, long term, 50 years from now, who knows? But we're talking in the next several years.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, too, the... reporting on something and then it happens 3 years later and somebody claims to be right. Yeah, no, that's not how it works. Anyway, there's a lot of buffoons who report stuff in Las Vegas and
this is one very glaring example.
Yeah. So there you go, Robin Leach, as I said. Full of shit. So yes, the Bellagio fountains are safe and sound. Mm-hmm. They're not going anywhere anytime soon. It would be really stupid. So this was reported right after the Billboard Music Awards where the Drake performance occurred on a stage in the lake in front of the fountains. And that was the part of the show that would be the most memorable.
Mm-hmm.
And you see these things...
Other than Celine and her giant shoulder pads, God bless her.
Right. But you see these things happen fairly often with the Bellagio fountains because it's such an iconic symbol of Las Vegas and everybody associates the fountains with Bellagio.
Mm-hmm.
MGM Resorts, although they make a lot of questionable decisions.
They know
the value of those fountains and the mm-hmm. fact that every time there's a shot of Las Vegas Strip,
it's
those fountains and Bellagio get shown.
Yep.
And when somebody goes there for the first time, that's one of the things they have to see.
Mm-hmm.
There is a value to that. And even though it's not making money in terms of... Like
you don't have to pay to watch the fountains, but it's going to get you in your casino. It's going to get you free publicity.
They know the value of it, and they're not stupid. They're not going to change this soon. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Moving along, there is a new old residency coming to the Venetian Rascal Flats. I say new old, or they're not coming to, it is coming to the Venetian. Previously, they were at the Hard Rock. So the Country Act Rascal Flats will be coming back. I think this is their third stint in Las Vegas after 2 at the Venetian. They'll be performing October 6th through 21st. So if you're a big Rascal Flats fan and you're going to the Vegas Nerd Society Summit in October to see us do our podcast live, you can...
You can also see Rascal Flats.
Maybe do that if you're so
not
inclined.
On the same stage.
No, not together. We won't be...
No.
That would be awkward.
That'd be weird.
Tickets are $45 and up, plus fees from Ticketmaster if you are so interested. There's a new restaurant coming to what will eventually be called Park MGM. I have no idea what the hell is taking so long with Monte Carlo's transition. Doesn't it seem like it's been going on for like 6 years?
Yes.
So Monte Carlo is going to be known as Park MGM. They're making a lot of changes. They're renovating the place. They've been announcing restaurants, and the latest is a steakhouse called Bavette's, which is based in Chicago. It's going to be opening at Monte Carlo / Park MGM in October. This is a well-reviewed restaurant. and will probably do quite well, despite the fact that the Las Vegas Strip does not need another steakhouse because there are approximately 7,000 of them.
Will it be replacing any of their existing?
I'm not sure what space it's going in. Okay. I don't know. I mean, they've had closures, like Andre's closed, I believe, and there's some other restaurants that have closed. The pub closed. They're putting in Eataly and who knows what else, but mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly what which area of the hotel this will be going into. All right. A report on our Facebook group from Mickey tells us that the Luxor Poker Room is closing. That's going to be happening on June 18th. We've reported a lot over the last year or so on poker room closings as the popularity of that particular game seems to be declining. The major poker rooms aren't going anywhere. You're going to continue to see those, but some of these smaller rooms are not as profitable as they need to be to stay open, apparently. So if you like Luxor, you've got about another 3 weeks to get over there and play poker. Finally, this is interesting. This is not Las Vegas only, but because there is a Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas, that is one of the locations where if you're a guest at the hotel, you can now request a free turntable and box of classic albums from the front desk.
What if you scratch the albums?
That's what I'm thinking. Along with this, they're also going to soon be offering a selection of one of 20 Fender guitars and, I suppose, a small amp.
I was going to say, will there be an amp with that?
I think so. But I would imagine that the... First, I'm guessing they don't include this information in their announcement. I'm guessing there's a significant deposit on these items.
I would think so.
And then also, I would think the equipment upkeep on all this stuff would be very high because of scratched records and
needles. And
with the guitars, there's all kinds of things. I mean, broken strings and just somebody, who knows, decide they're a rock star.
Goes crazy and decides to smash it.
Exactly. So we'll see how long this lasts. I'm giving it 6 months, tops. I don't think they're going to continue this program very long, but time will tell. So if anybody does this, we would love a report. I'd love to know which albums are in the selection of albums there. And really, if you're in a hotel room, like, do you really want to spin classic discs on a turntable?
But the vinyl sound, it's so warm.
Oh, shit. Those people. It is. Let's say it does sound better. I'll agree, although I'm not, my hearing's not good enough where it matters to me. But it's fucking inconvenient as shit.
Mm-hmm. There's a lock that can go wrong there.
I have a turntable in the basement, and I have a stack of...
When was the last time you used said turntable?
That is exactly the point I was about to make. Probably 5 years ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. And I've bought 45s that are like collectible charity 45 thing. I haven't listened to them. I'll use the download code and get the... I'm not on the whole vinyl train. And don't get me started on Record Store Day and what a load of shit that is. If you like a record store so much, fucking go there any day. You don't need a day where they're hawking rare stuff to support the thing. And record stores, I love record... I spent a lot of my life in record stores. Mm-hmm. Kind of outdated. Most of them can go away. I hate to say that, but the last few times I've gone to a record store, I walk out without anything because I don't care about vinyl. I'm not going to buy a CD. All that shit's inconvenient. Progress, my friend, progress.
What about in-stores? There are a lot of record stores that support in-stores.
When was the last time we went to an in-store?
Frank Turner.
There you go. Electric Fetus can live forever.
Yes.
Everything else. I don't know. There's just... You need a couple in every major city. But
like, I support Electric Fetus. I do not want them to go away.
I don't want them to go away, but when was the last time you bought something there? Point made. If they can survive, fantastic. But like the whole Record Store Day thing is kind of a load of shit.
I look forward to your angry emails.
Oh my God, standing in line on Record Store Day would be my ideal. I would rather be stabbed in the gut.
Really?
First of all, the people you're going to be standing in line with, horrendous. Yeah. And then inevitably you're going to get up there and your whatever you want is going to be gone because they only offered three of them at that store. Not for me. I'm a fan of Amazon. I'm a fan of ordering stuff online. I know it's horrible. I'm ruining the world, but convenience is so wonderful. You're looking at
not having to leave the house and put on pa- put on pants. That's
you're looking at me because you know I'm going to get all this hate mail, but you do. You're the same way. So
I am the same
try.
Way. Like, in theory, I love record stores. I think it's wonderful that they exist, right. But I don't like leaving the house so much. Mm-hmm. Like, I want people to be employed. I want people, like, I want these institutions to do well. I think there's a place for them. And like, mentally, I support them, but...
Yeah, there you go. That says all you need to say.
But getting my ass to leave the house, unless it's to a bar...
No, that sounds really bad. It's not like we're going to bars all the time.
No. We go on the weekends.
Yeah, but... Okay, forget it.
That's, what?
I think you're...
Food. I need food.
The picture you just... we're going to restaurants that happen to have bars attached that okay. We might sit in while we dine.
Uh-huh.
You make it sound like you're a bar fly.
I am a bar fly.
I do not support any of... Why are we doing Southern accents? Now we're going to offend everybody below the Mason-Dixon line. Which, why does that still exist in any sort of references anywhere?
No, I was making a bar fly reference.
I know, but the accent you did. I know, and it's from Jan Hooks on Saturday Night Live. But this show is all over the place. What a mess. I'm sorry to all the people who now hate us and are never going to listen again. This is what happens on a holiday weekend. Let's look for salvation in the calls from our listeners
yes.
who have much better things to say than we do this week. Let's start with this
time
guy.
To go to the calls.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It's Adrian Bound, a.k.a. Vegas Bound 13. I was calling you with the mid-trip report. It's 3:30 in the afternoon, and I have a pretty substantial buzz going, which tells me I'm doing Vegas right.
Yes, you are.
Staying in a one-bedroom Aria penthouse suite, and it's very nice. The technology is cool. The furnishings are great. It's just kind of weird that they separated into a living room, a dining room, and a bedroom, unlike the Mirage and Bellagio, which I've also stayed at, which the living room and dining room is one room, and it just seems a little bit bigger, a little more open. I got here Sunday night late, and I missed my dinner reservation, so I went to Jean George's, or however you say it. It was good. The problem was I ate at Andiamo 2 days later, and so nothing will really compare to that steakhouse-wise. It's a little weird to have pictures of cows on the walls in the menu, so feel a little guilty when eating a steak. But the food was good for Vegas steakhouse standards, excuse me, and I enjoyed myself. On Monday I went to Topgolf, which was phenomenal. I've never been there before. The games were fun. The drink and food service is very good, so I'd highly recommend it to anybody. I ate at Gordon Ramsay Burger, and it was good with the two very strong exceptions. The first was that they served pickles on the menu they served sweet pickles on the menu and called it pickles. That threw me off, and I think Tim will agree that that's a very big no-no. The second is I asked the bartender what local beers they have, and he listed off Coors Light and Miller Lite, which I thought was funny considering they had several American craft beers. That night I went to Monte Cristo and Caesar's Palace, which is great for scotch and cigar lovers. And if you don't like cigars, they have a great cocktail menu, and the smell of cigars wears off. On Tuesday I went to downtown. I did Slotzilla for the first time, and I liked it. I highly recommend it. I had zero fear going in, but once they released me, I felt like I was falling forward out of the harness the entire time. A little bit scarier than I thought until they, pushed the button to send us down. I went to Andiamo on Tuesday night, and it was just as amazing as always. The steaks are great. The Grand Meatball is phenomenal. The service is great. I ended up meeting Tim on Tuesday night at Golden Gate, running into him, and it was a good conversation. I appreciate you and your brother talking to me for a few minutes.
My pleasure, sir.
So that was wonderful. And then this morning, I went to the Aria Sky Pool, and I typically have loathed Vegas pools because it's just the scene I'm not really into. But the Sky Pool is great because there's no kids and no real noise, and it was just really quiet and serene. And so I recommend it to anybody who wants to hang out by a pool but doesn't really want the Vegas pool experience. So if I have anything substantial or noteworthy to comments on, I'll call you with the end of the trip report. But otherwise, thank you guys for all that you do.
All right. Thank you for the call. We do appreciate it. Sounds like a wonderful trip. And again, it was lovely speaking with you at Four Queens. We hung out for a bit. And yeah, we have a call. We have a call coming up next with a review that I've been waiting for.
Oh, cool.
A restaurant review.
Can I talk?
Of course you can.
Before you
can
start
you talk?
The
no,
thing.
You may not. I love that you asked permission for me to speak. There's a first. Go ahead.
Okay, two things. One, I went to pet the dog and I ended up hitting the microphone instead. So
nicely done.
Sorry for that. And Niall Horan from One Direction loves Topgolf.
Who cares? Who cares what he likes? Oh, I'm worried about you. All right. Restaurant review next.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. Steve from Chicago here, calling with a one subject trip report, something I haven't heard anyone call in review previously, which is the relatively new Morimoto restaurant at MGM. Morimoto, it's a British chef restaurant. He was the Iron Chef back when there was an Iron Chef TV show. For all I know, it's still on, but it was popular a number of years ago. Five-star thumbs up. It's not the most inexpensive place in the world, but I wouldn't say it's the most expensive place either. Certainly on the high end, but well worth it. Really high quality stuff across the board. One of the things apparently that they're proud of, and one of the things that was right in my wheelhouse, they have something called the Duck Duck Goose, which is duck meatballs in a broth, duck breast, and a duck leg. So it's duck three ways. The goose part comes from a gooseberry compote. It's a little bit of a side matter, but really strong. And they've got an outstanding dessert. Chocolate. It's a kind of a chocolate sphere that they come out and light on fire. And then it kind of all collapses at once.
Cool.
Into a s'more-like affair. Apparently the chocolate sphere is filled with a marshmallow fluff type of affair.
Yes.
I don't know exactly what it was, but I know it was outstanding across the board. So haven't heard many people mention it. It's relatively new, like I said, and therefore relatively popular. So reservations recommended. But my highest recommendation to check out Morimoto. I have sent one other person there who was in Vegas shortly after we were, and they reported the same thing. Universal thumbs up. So well worth checking out. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thanks for the review, Steve. We appreciate that.
Two things.
Yes.
You say gray duck, and I'm going to shank you with my shiv.
I'm not going to do that because I know. First of all, it would be bad to have a menu item called gray duck because then you think you're getting like rancid meat.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, the goose made sense because it was gooseberry.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. So we won't debate that
and,
at this moment.
I loved old school Iron Chef where they Yes.
I did too.
Yeah. The new, like the translated American version.
And didn't William Shatner host the newer version?
I think so. Yeah. But the old school.
That was fantastic.
Chairman Kaga? Oh my God. Yes, please.
It was a good show. I don't know if anybody shows that anymore or not, but it was a good show.
Loved it.
All right. That was one of the probably earlier cooking battle shows.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are a lot of them now, but that was one of the early ones. It was great.
When he would reveal the ingredient.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was great.
Very much a highlight.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and Morimoto was a bit of a latecomer to that because there was an original Japanese Iron Chef, and then he took the place. But I liked Morimoto, and
me
I'd
too.
Like to try his restaurant.
I would as well.
Wasn't he at Nobu in Philadelphia for a while?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Moving along to our next caller.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. This is JR from New Hampshire giving you a call about my latest trip reports. Fifth time in Vegas. First time staying at Treasure Island. More for the location than any rave reviews I've heard about it. They've jumped on the bandwagon as far as the personal assistant, that Alexa/Siri type assistant. Theirs is called Ivy. It's actually very helpful, especially on the checkout process. Did actually pay for early check-in due to an early morning arriving flight. Well worth the $30 or so. As far as food, we're not big foodies, but we do try to do one splurge meal. This time we had it at Libertine Social. Very good. Had a nice short rib with a parsnip puree and a cider glaze. Generous portion, too. Had some truffled potatoes. Well worth it. And even on that one, we did get a two-for-one through MyVegas. As far as shows, did see Ka, which is our third Cirque show, love the production. I can't imagine there's a show in Vegas with more stage hands, stage production. It actually, like a lot of the search shows, you're kind of worried about whether they're going to make these falls. And I know that's one of the shows that's actually had a fatality. But great show. Pretty good crowd for a midweek. I'd say the theater was still 3/4 full. On the other end of the spectrum, some of the free entertainment at Harrah's. Big Elvis was tremendous. I've seen probably about 10 to 12 Elvis tribute artists. His voice is right up there with the best I've ever seen. He or heard, I should say. He was tremendous. Obviously, him not moving around the stage because of his size, I can respect that as a big guy, but didn't really take away from it as much as I thought it would. So they also had a great saxophone-based act. Great place to watch a reasonably good entertainment, some reasonably good drinks. As far as entertainment, other than that, loved the High Roller. Great views, hit it perfectly just as the sun was going down. So we got some great day and night shots over the 30-minute ride. So loved it. Loved the podcast. Hope to be back soon. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for the report. We do appreciate that. Tried to get down to see Big Elvis's trip and just didn't make it.
Big Elvis's trip?
This trip. Went to see Big... I'm slurring my speech, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
We wanted to see Big Elvis during this trip because it's been a long time. And it
this trip
happen.
That you were on that I was not.
My most recent trip. Thanks for reminding me. Uh-oh. We better not... I better not bring that up anymore.
I'm
I can
just
tell,
giving you shit.
No, I can tell that the feelings are starting to change.
It's fine giving you a hard time
over
things.
We've moved into, okay, you can quit mentioning the trip now territory, so I will do so. Better move along to our next caller.
Hey, Five Fundy. It's the Javelin from Cobo calling with, I guess, part two of three of what's been going on this trip. Stayed at Planet Hollywood last night. First night was the Four Queens. Stayed at Planet Hollywood last night. I am in one of their newer renovated rooms, which there's really not much of the movie theme. There's not the specific movie anymore. But the rooms are, let's say, they're bold. They're very bright. A lot of white tones, but also, too, very big. Actually, a little bit bigger than I thought they were going to be. Or I've been lucky just because I've been using the, hey, I just got my master's, and maybe it's a nice little tips or hitting on the hotel check-in ladies. Hey, sometimes you don't need a $20 tip, you know? You just gotta be great. Anyway, trying to think. I don't even know what I have. I don't even know how I got back to my room, to tell you the truth. But basically started drinking at like 9 a.m., went to like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Had some late night Earl of Sandwich to get me back in action. Saw Beatles Love. Yeah, forget about that. It was good. There's maybe about 20 seconds I dozed off, but that's probably just from the full day that I've had. Went a little bit on a casino tour, tried to set foot in every casino, tossed some money nearly at every casino, and that's right now. Gaming is kicking my ass at the moment, but it's all good. Earl of Sandwich is great. In-N-Out was not as hyped as I thought it would be, unfortunately. Thought it was going to be heavenly, and it was, because I needed some food. But thinking about it, I mean, the fries tasted, they were all right. At near the end of it, you got to hurry and eat them while it's hot and ready, because if you don't, it's going to taste like ass. But overall, my last day here, I got another 22 hours to go. So I'm going to try to live the most of it. I'm going to stay at your favorite flyover territory, Luxor. Once again, on my Vegas comp, but I plan on getting blacked out once again. Oh, shit, I might have pink eye. Wonderful. That's probably because I'm no sleep. JK. Anyway, we'll talk soon, Five Hundy. Take care.
A lot going on in that call. Thanks to the Javelin.
Our friend John Creasel is staying at Planet Hollywood. How do you think he would describe the rooms?
Future governor of Minnesota, John Creasel, was on Periscope doing some slot play with radio legend Meat Sauce yesterday. Minnesota people probably know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're like,
everyone
what
else
the,
is
what
like,
what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And he told me specifically when he saw that I was on the Periscope thing watching him to mention on the podcast that the renovated rooms at Planet Hollywood are turnt. So that's a positive thing for those of you who are unaware of that term. The rooms, they've renovated everything now at Planet Hollywood. The movie memorabilia in the rooms is entirely gone. But
it sounds like they did a good job
really,
with the renovations.
They really look really nice in the pictures. I would definitely...
I'd like to stay there again.
I'm up
it's
for that
as well. It's
a great
location. We haven't had Earl of Sandwich for a while.
I know. I enjoy Planet Hollywood. I would not be opposed to staying there again.
Yeah.
And secondly, on this call, since the Javelin, I love when people have their own nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
Since he mentioned that he recently completed his MBA program, I would like to offer some advice
and
to
congratulations.
Him. Congratulations. That is awesome. As I know from your experience, that's quite an achievement.
Hey, did we ever go to Vegas to celebrate my master's?
I'm sure we did. one of the things I'd like to offer is my career recommendation to you and anyone who has achieved the MBA level.
To not go on LinkedIn?
Don't be one of those schmoes who puts MBA after their name on LinkedIn as though it's a designation. It's not. You're not a PhD.
Don't use LinkedIn.
Well, you have to use... People feel obligated to use it. I get that.
I hate it.
I know. It's the worst thing ever.
I hate
but
it so much.
Don't... If you... Somebody at some point, I think in some MBA programs, says, oh, you should put it after your name so everybody... No, it makes you look like an asshole. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm. So go on LinkedIn because you have to, not because you want to. Do the minimal work.
Put it in your profile.
Then, yeah.
By all means, say that you got that. But putting
for
it after
sure.
your name, it's not the same thing.
Like you worked for that. You earned it.
Yes, but not enough to put it after your name. It's not like you have a doctorate.
B-A-M-A-P-H-D.
I don't know what that was. Is that a Gwen Stefani song? Oh, no, that's B-A-N-A-N-A-S. All right, let's move along. This is going off the rails again. I think I'm going to call this show Making Everyone Hate Us or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's offend everyone. That's what I'll call it. All right. You know who always brightens my day?
Who?
Melanie.
Oh.
What's up, 500? This is Melanie from Colorado. I drove over two passes and lots of snowstorms to arrive in sunny blue sky, 90 degree Las Vegas. So this call is about the California versus Main Street, because I've heard this come up a few times. Which should people stay at? I am in a renovated room of the California. It's great. I do prefer Main Street. Here are the pros and cons of both. California room is renovated. Super nice. Both Main Street rooms and renovated California have a safe, have a refrigerator. The California TV is gigantic. The room is smaller. In the Cal, this room, for whatever reason, does not have a bath. It only has a shower, but everything's brand new. Over at the Main Street, the elevator comes when you push the button. Here at the Cal, you wait a few minutes, which kind of drives me crazy. But, you know, I know that's standard. But Main Street, no waiting for the elevator. Here at the Cal, pretty standard. I've heard people say that, too. Better food here at the Cal. With the exception of the 777 over at the Main Street. I feel like Boar's Head Bar is better over at Main Street, but Dave's Bar is cool here at the Cal, too. I'm the only Howley in the whole place that's Hawaiian for a white person. So that's cool because there's like a million short little Hawaiian people, and they're very fun and sweet. Love that part. Anyway, can't go wrong with either way. If you want a bigger room with a bigger table, go with Main Street, faster elevators. If you want a place that's closer to Fremont, newer furniture, they also have a special lamp where you can plug in a USB port. They have like more modern amenities here. Go with the Cal. So there you go. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Great breakdown.
Right, thank
I appreciate
you.
That. That's super helpful.
Because I like them both and I would like to stay at them again.
Yeah. Yeah. I would too.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't stayed at the Cal, but
we have not. We stayed at Main Street.
Long ago.
Mm-hmm. Had a good time there.
Yeah, we've kind of had this refound love affair with the Boyd properties downtown to some extent. Like, the Cal is lots of fun, and Main Street Station I've been spending a lot more time at lately.
Yeah, Boar's Head's great.
Yes, good times. You get the little scratch-off ticket when you're playing video poker. You have four of a kind, which is cool. I think every one I've hit has been $2. Maybe I hit one for $3. But there's a certain novelty in getting that extra scratch off and the hope that you might hit a larger, I think $100 or whatever the larger one is that you can get. But so, yeah, that's a great breakdown. Thanks, Melanie. Very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know who else always brightens my day?
Who?
Al from San Diego.
Yes.
Hi, Michelle. It's Al from San Diego.
Hey, Al.
It's really good to hear your voice again.
You too.
And I love hearing your show every week. Aww. It's fantastic. And I look forward very much to seeing you at our event in October.
Me
great
too.
To have all the Vegas nerds and podcasters back again. And if you have any news, I hope you will share it with us.
Al?
All right. Oh, and hi, Tim. Hope you had fun in Vegas.
Wow.
So I have a Vegas yes-yes and a Vegas no-no. The Vegas yes-yes would be the Rush Tower Rooms, the Golden Nugget. I recently spent 3 nights there, and I'm impressed with just in general, those rooms have been around now for about 7 or 8 years, I believe. And they still look very, very good.
They do.
So I don't know if it was just smart design and good materials, or they've really put an effort into it. Regardless, the rooms don't even look close to their age. So
true.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I give that a Vegas yes, yes. Vegas no, no time. Brace yourself. The claim jumper at the Golden Nugget
no
at 3 in the morning is terrible. I know what you're thinking. Al, why would you go there? You know better. You listen to 90 podcasts and think about Vegas every day. Well, really, at Fremont at 3 a.m., I didn't have very many good ideas for a late-night spot with a little group I was together with. So I suggested that, and it was pretty awful. And just, the waiter was candid, you know, when he kind of, after he checked on us, I just kind of gave him the, you know that emoji where people hold, the girl holds her hands up? She's just like, oh, well, what the fuck? I kind of did that. And he was pretty candid and said, yeah, we're not, you know, getting it right, you know, exactly as much as we'd like to. The menu also is extremely limited. I'm talking tiny. There might be 8 or 9 options for you, including breakfast and burgers. Maybe there's a couple more, but it's the smallest, you know, all night menu I think I've seen at a huge coffee shop. I would have to say this is a Vegas no-no. So, now that we know that that one place that used to be, you know, down the way a little bit from the Golden Nugget, pretty close, that, you know, we can't bring that place up as much as we'd like to. We can remember it forever, but it's gone forever. I wonder if you guys had some ideas about really good late night spots on Fremont. 3 a.m., I don't really want to hop in a cab and go anywhere.
No.
Don't want to, you know, head back to the Strip, that's for sure. And I kind of don't want to go around those sketchy areas that late at night by foot. So I was wondering if you had some ideas there. And I hope to see you guys in October, like I said.
I'm
pretty sure almost 95% I'll be there.
Yay!
Take care.
Despite the snub, I always love to hear from Al.
Mm-hmm.
And I can help him with his...
With his late-night dilemma?
With his late-night dilemma. And so during the last trip that you and I went on together,
mm-hmm.
not the final trip, but the most recent one.
Okay.
I hope it's not the final trip.
God, I hope so too. My God.
We tried Magnolia's Cafe at Four Queens.
That was my first thought.
I
as he was describing his...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that for breakfast.
Yes.
During...
And it was the first time we'd ever been there. We'd always thought about trying it.
We were latecomers to it, but a lot of persistent reviews of it and people saying good things about it on the Facebook group led us to finally try it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great experience. Big portions,
yep.
Large menu.
Yep.
And I think I had said shortly after that that it would be good to try it for something other than breakfast as well.
Mm-hmm.
If I had been on a trip without you recently, I would have maybe done that. So mm-hmm. let's say, for example, that I...
Let's say you did.
...had a late night video poker binge at Four Queens and mm-hmm. decided I needed food before going back to the Strip.
Right.
What I would have ordered would have been, let's say a cup of jambalaya,
uh-huh.
which would have been delicious. And a taco salad, which would also have been fantastic.
Mm. Was there a long line?
There was nobody in the place. There were like, it was like probably between 11 and midnight, maybe a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
And no, there weren't that many people there. The service was okay.
Yeah.
Not super speedy, but it was serviceable.
Yeah. I think the thing that has intimidated me about Magnolia's is that it always looks like there's a long line, but really it's just down the steps.
Yeah. Yeah, it may you
think, it looks longer than it is.
Yeah, I had no line. There was barely anybody in the place, and the prices are great,
mm-hmm.
and the food is very good, and it's a huge menu, so it's one of those places where you can get pretty much whatever you want any time of day.
Yep.
So that's my suggestion to you, Al.
Magnolia's.
Magnolia's at Four Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Try it. I feel like I've been helpful for once in my life by providing this advice.
I hope so.
And thank you to everybody who's recommended that on the Facebook group and got us to finally go, because... I'm grateful that we have that in our back pocket for a dependable around-the-clock option under the canopy.
Yep.
All righty. Moving along. Next call.
Hello, Tim and Michelle. This is Dan from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Just got back from Las Vegas. We saw a shit pot of shows when we went out there, most ever. Three shows, 3 days, but they were all awesome. Just thought I would focus on those. First one we saw was MJ Live at the Stratosphere. Michael Jackson impersonator. Just like you guys always say, never buy your tickets full price. We got ours off our Groupon. There was three prices, 35, 45, and 50. I would say don't go cheap. Get the 45 or 50. The way the theater is laid out, there's like three sections, a back section, then you walk down like three steps. You're in the middle section, go a little bit closer, and then three steps down, you're in the closest section to the stage. Middle section is great. We got our tickets the day of the show, just walked up there with our Groupon, sit along the wall. There's tables in the picture. If you're not social, we're not very social. There's tables. Don't worry about it. They're tables are just big enough to hold your drink. We just walked up to the people we sat with. It's like a semicircle table. Said hello. They said hello. And then I'll just kick back and enjoy the show. But the theater itself for MJ at the Stratosphere was actually very nice. It was good. There was good wait staff. Michael came on. He was awesome. It was the kind of show where everyone's kind of sitting back, laid back, you know, going, okay, what are we gonna see? What are we gonna expect? And he came on and basically did Michael's greatest hits. He had to do some medleys because there's not enough time to do all the Michael's hits. They did a Jackson 5 medley, costumes, everything. One of the funniest part of the show, as I thought, was the couple we were sitting next to was actually like a Harley type guy. We're just like middle of the road, normal looking people. And I'm like, oh great, this guy's going to be a buzzkill. He's going to sit here with his arms over his chest the whole show. Shit, by the end of the show, he was hooping and hollering. By the end of the show, the entire theater was standing up, cheering, you know, dancing. So overall, that show was great, especially for the money. Yeah, like I said, with the Groupon, you know, and Groupon always has extra coupons, so you can get your ticket even cheaper. So get the middle of the seat. And that show, I definitely give 5 out of 5 stars because it was way better than I expected. I just thought it'd be okay, something fun to do. But yeah, great show. Second show, I just want to go over, probably to break this into two phone calls. We saw a Journey at the Hard Rock. They're out there until the end of May. And it was kind of funny because we're like, well, we're already going to do two things, you know. And whenever we looked at tickets like a month before, so they were always on the side of the stage. And I'm like, I don't feel like dropping, you know, with all the service fees, $200 a ticket to sit on the side. So literally the night before we went to Vegas, we're watching the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction and Journey was on. And we got all excited. We're like, oh, man, we should check it out. See if we can go. We got tickets in like the 10th row center the day before we left for Vegas, which was 3 days before the show. So that was awesome. After the show, the stage was very basic for Journey. There was basically nothing, just some video screens, and that was it. But the sound was fantastic. Drinks were interesting at the joint at the Hard Rock. We started off with a Coke and a beer because my girlfriend smuggled in some little shooters to make her own drink. That was $25 for two drinks. Then I went back to get another drink before the show started, and it was $25. So I don't know if the Diet Coke was free, but just kind of bizarre. The show itself was awesome. Arnell, the little Filipino dude, fantastic. Tons of energy. Pretty much straight greatest hits from start to finish. One deep track they did was off the Frontiers album, and that was Backtalk. That was pretty awesome. And I guess on Wednesdays out there, they're doing the full Escape and Frontiers album front to back. And we sat next to a couple who was there for the first Wednesday show of that. And he said it started out great because Escape starts out with Don't Stop Believing, Don't In Love, Who's Crying Now. But he said by the time they got to side two of the Frontiers album with all the obscure songs, they lost the crowd and it wasn't that good. And so I guess unless you're a diehard and really want to see those albums front to back, you know, go. But we were thrilled with just seeing like all the greatest hits front to back. So I guess I don't want to run too late, so I'll give a call back with our third and final show. Love you guys. Bye.
All right. Thanks for the review. Thank you. Appreciate it. Glad to hear the Journey show was good. So I'm not 100% certain, but I feel like when that latest residency was announced, they were going to be doing Escape and Frontiers for the whole thing. But Maybe they realized that that was just for a limited number of people who were super diehards and dropped it back to just Wednesdays, like you said. I'm not sure. Or I may be completely wrong, and maybe this was a plan all along, but I, for some reason, I feel like that was, like, they made a big deal out of that when they first announced it. So I think if I were going to see Journey again, I would prefer the Greatest Hits thing, too, just because I don't know the back catalog, the deep cuts that much. And mm-hmm. But glad to hear they're putting on a great show still. I was going to say new singer, but he's been with them a long time
now.
Oh,
yeah.
Their current singer, Arnell. He's solid.
Yeah.
So. Alrighty. And yeah, drinks at some of those shows are ridiculously priced.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not surprised you paid $25 for one.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Says the man who has a Britney souvenir cup.
That was for a triple shot, though.
True.
That's the whole shtick that they get you with Planet Hollywood.
You're like, oh, it's a bargain.
The theater.
I'm saving money.
No, I didn't say it was a bargain. No, that's your bit when you do that kind of
thing.
You're
right.
I knew that they were suckering me into it.
I was trying to put it on you.
What they do there is it was like $26 and you get the souvenir cup, which big whoop. But then the refills are half price or something. Anyway, it was cheaper. So I did it. All right, moving along. Quick call here.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, I just wanted to say happy 600. Okay, that's it. Is that short enough for you?
It's short. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Appreciate the kind words. All right.
Thank you for not commenting on the lack of extra effort on show 600
also.
Oh,
I made it very clear for weeks and weeks that we weren't going to be putting any extra effort into it. So, all right, next up.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. This is String Cheese. I had posted to the Facebook group some weeks ago about a 20-hour trip I was going to take to Vegas and looking for places to nap for free. Wanted to follow back up. I lived through the trip and returned.
Glad to hear it.
Just a brief trip report. I posted a journal to the Facebook group. A few other highlights I wanted to tell you about. Basically, I just did the whole trip because I wanted to see if I did an overnight trip to Vegas with my match plays and free plays and other promotions, could I make more money than my trip would cost? And the answer is, I basically broke even financially, and I don't think I'd do it again. I was just too tired to enjoy most of it. A few of the highlights are big points. I got a 24-hour bus pass for all the bus lines. That worked out pretty well. It was $8, and it got me everywhere I planned on going. I checked out the MGM, the Level Up Gaming Bar, and found that's where the Sigma Derby machine is. Since there's probably only five of those in known existence.
I think there's only two of them. They've gotten rid of most of them, most of the others. One quick note on the Sigma Derby machine. Based on a Facebook group post, it was reposted to our group from the Sigma Derby group. There's a Facebook Sigma Derby group celebrating those two or three machines that still exist.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they've moved it or are planning on moving it out of Level Up.
Yes.
Back to where it used to be on the casino floor at MGM.
I believe we talked about this on a previous show,
didn't we? I don't know. I know that I'm not sure if we discussed it or not, but okay. I just thought I'd mention it since he brought it up.
Or maybe we talked about it around the house. I don't know.
Sometimes it all blurs together. I know. Okay, back to... wouldn't it be funny if String Cheese and the Javelin were hanging out together?
Yes.
That'd be a weird combo.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a great band name.
String Cheese and the Javelin?
Mm-hmm.
Morning Radio Crew as well.
Or that too.
I assume they moved it in there. It used to be out on the casino floor. I stopped by this frozen drinks daiquiri kind of stand called Evening Call. Years ago, I went into one in the casino and bought their refillable cup. At the time, I think the deal was you buy this cup for $12 and then refills are $8. And I found the cup recently, so I took it to Vegas with me and brought the cup up there. And they said, wow, you have one of these cups. All right, well, we'll give you your free refill then. And I said two things. At first, I said, what? Huh? Well, what do you mean free? And then quickly I said the second thing, which was, why, of course it's free. So I gave them a tip and went over to the other Evening Call location across the street and got a refill there. Check out the Bellagio Conservatory. It's great to see it late night, early morning when there's fewer people there. It was Japanese Spring display. which I hadn't seen before. I spent some time at the Peppermill Fire Pit, had a couple drinks there, and I fell asleep for several minutes. And apparently I did not look good because I was shaken awake by the waitress who said, "Sir, are you okay?" But when I woke up and looked at her, the expression on her face was more like, "Sir, are you sure you're still alive?" So I tried to wake up and move on. What else? I was walking past the Golden Nugget, and they were giving flyers to in exchange for watching a 40-minute television pilot and answering a survey. They would give you $15 for it. I did it, and, you know, for me, it was okay. I enjoyed doing it. I lucked out and saw a pilot I enjoyed. I was unlucky years ago when I did that at Television City at the MGM Casino and had spent an hour watching an American Idol episode and then writing about an American Idol episode, which is just not my sort of thing. And what else? I think those were about the highlights of the trip. Thanks a lot for posting the thread to give me ideas on where to nap along the way. I wound up not really napping so much while I was in Vegas, not counting a few minutes where apparently I fell into a coma at the Peppermill Fire Pit. That's it. Thanks. Have a great show.
All right. Thanks for the report. Yeah, I'm not cut out for that.
No.
Short of a trip.
No.
There might have been a time, but it has long since passed.
Mm-hmm.
I've had thoughts of doing shticky things like that, or like getting a super early flight to get there early and then take the red eye home or something. And just stay. But I don't even... if the price was super cheap, maybe...
Yeah. How cheap?
I don't know. That's a good question.
And would you fly coach? That's the question.
I know, I would fly coach. Thanks to Sun Country's reasonable first class rates, relatively reasonable.
Love them.
I haven't.
Delta's been pretty good as well.
If you catch them on the right day. I've become pretty snobby about my flying.
You get used to a certain lifestyle,
I know. I'd have a hard time squeezing into those coach seats these days, too. So, I don't know. Probably not. But if they had a super great deal in first class, maybe.
I don't know. If they had a super great deal in coach and some friends were there and I was drunk.
Just a quick cameo.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see. Let's move along to our next caller.
Oh, Bellagio Conservatory.
Oh yeah, I saw it. I'm sorry. I mean, if I were to have been on a trip recently without you, I would have seen it.
Did it have flowers and shit?
It was flowers and shit as expected. It was very lovely.
Yes.
It was one I hadn't seen before.
They do a nice job there in the conservatory.
You know, sometimes they have, in the spring, they'll have like caged, not caged, but they'll have like netting with butterflies. They had a similar like caged netting scenario with some birds.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they couldn't escape, but they could fly a little bit.
They had a little bit of space in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was nice.
It didn't make you sad looking at the birds.
No, it's not like going to a zoo or seeing like trapped animals at the
Tropicana
years ago. No,
yeah.
this is all right.
God, that poor tiger.
Yeah. Okay. Next up.
Good morning, 500. Good morning, Michelle. And, what's his name? Kim. Yeah, that's it.
That guy.
I just wanted to say congratulations on your 600th. I know it's not a big number, but I got to tell you that right now I'm driving to school at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm doing what I usually do, which is listen to you guys every Monday morning for the past, 4 or 5 years. So sometimes you don't realize how many people really do appreciate what you have to offer and the kind of things that we follow that you suggest. And also the things that just really piss us off. But every Monday, either you piss me off, or I love the show, or a combination of both. Either way, keep doing what you're doing. My favorite podcast has been for 5 years, and looking forward to the next 400 so that I can say, yes, you did actually live long enough for 1,000 podcasts. Thanks, guys.
Get a bet. All right. Ciao. Thank you very much, Robin.
Thank you.
That's Robin from Anytime Gaming. We do appreciate it very much, and he's been very kind to us over the years, and has a great blog about gambling on the East Coast. So do a search for Anytime Gaming if you're interested in that. Thank you for the kind words and yes, the moderate snub and the...
oh, I always enjoy that.
Acknowledgement that sometimes we say things that irritate you. But mm-hmm, you know what? Better to make you feel something than to make you feel nothing, right?
Right.
All right. Next.
If you're not pissing people off, you're not doing it right.
I think that's probably correct. I'm not intentionally trying to piss people off.
No, no, you're just not like going out of your way.
No, it's just...
But you have opinions.
It just naturally happens, which is probably worse. I try to be a good person. I really do.
I know. I see you struggle every day.
I know. Sometimes you are...
And then you watch the news and you're like, motherfucker, why are they talking about this?
There are days where I start bitching about stuff and I see you just like laughing your ass off. And then there are other days where you're looking at me with this slightly horrified look like, who is this person? And how did I end up living with him? I get a little nervous about that look. Aww. All right, next up.
Hi, 500. This is Brian from Orange County, California. Hey, I got something for you about the chatbot at the casino. So Harrah's, Caesars, is really pushing them, and I've experienced them a couple of times now. Ivy is the name of the chatbot at the Harrah's Casino in Vegas and both Southern California, and I found out that she works really well. So once I just replied back after she sent me a question when I checked in, and I said, hey, can I get a hairdryer? And I had a hairdryer within a couple of minutes. And then I also later on asked her, what time does Pink Hot Dog close? And she let me know that it closes at midnight. And then I wanted to ask a question that I thought would take a human being to respond instead of, you know, just an algorithm. And I asked, which of the casino bars serves the best Manhattan? And Ivy told me that the Spiked Bar serves the best Manhattan, and specifically that the barrel-aged Manhattan is a guest favorite. And then I ended up talking to the bartender, and he said that, the girl that he knows at the check-in desk, there actually is a person behind these, so if the algorithm can't answer the question, they kind of have a running chat screen assigned to one of them at check-in or guest services, and they will answer the questions that the chatbot couldn't answer so that you could be speaking with a person or you could just be speaking with the bot, but either way, you're going to get an answer to your question or the service that you are looking for. I'm rarely, like, just impressed overall with something. Usually I find a negative, but I think it's a great service. You don't have to call anybody. You don't have to call the front desk, and it was all very quick. Love the show. Keep it up. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Great information.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. It provides a useful service.
Hello.
Oops, sorry. I haven't used it myself yet, so I'm interested to hear how others have made use of the chatbot system. Sounds like
if you had gone on a trip recently, would you have used it?
If I was aware of it being offered at a hotel that I was staying at, Bally's, for example, but nothing was mentioned, so yes. So next time we go and stay at a hotel that has this, we will have to make it a special point to...
Who do you mean by we?
You and me, I hope.
Okay.
Assuming we're still together and our marriage is still strong, like the vows that we took to support each other forever.
Yep.
Till
sickness,
till one of us kills the other. All right.
Richer, poorer, depending on the day in Vegas.
Exactly. Okay, let's check in with Melanie again.
Hello, 500s. Greetings from the Cosmopolitan. This is Melanie from Colorado. Got a couple of tips here. I'm out running, of course, and for all of those who like to run or walk, I just want everyone to know that at Chandler 1 and 1.5, there's a nice frosty cold dispenser of water.
I just love the fact that Melanie is giving advice to people who run, and it's bar related.
Yes.
That's our kind of people.
Uh-huh.
Water right on every bar with cups. So if you're running or walking, get thirsty, that's the place to go, unless you want to wait in line at CVS.
No, you don't.
Plus, this one's free. I got tickets yesterday when I was gambling. Tried to exchange them last night, really, for a drink. It was really crowded. So I came back this morning thinking, it's been more than 2 hours, but nope. It turns out they scan it, and it did scan okay. It was less than 24 hours, and so I have a delicious beverage in addition to water to refresh me for the next 4 miles. I'm like a good bar crawl when you're running. hope everybody's doing great in 500 land. Lots of fun improvements in Vegas these days, and it's exciting, even more exciting than normal. All right. Love your show, guys. Bye.
All right. Thank you for that. And yeah, that's a nice, it's a nice convenience to have the
ice water there.
Yes.
I'd like to talk about the Cosmo bars right now.
Go nuts. I enjoy them, and I know that you have strong feelings for them as well.
So, I really, for gambling, I prefer the sports bar and Bond. And Bond, I've really grown to love over the last couple years.
As have I. I'd say even shorter time than that. I'd say the last year, year and a half.
Yeah. I've just had some really good times and good drinks there. I enjoy Bond and good music.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So if I'm going to go gamble, I have not had good gambling at Chandelier.
Nor have I.
So if I'm going to go to Chandelier, I'm going to go and have a drink and not gamble.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have rarely had good luck gambling there. I think I'm just going to go drink.
All right. You go drink.
So sports bar and Bond for gambling and drinking. And Vesper. Love Vesper.
I was just about to ask, what about Vesper?
I adore Vesper.
We have not yet had any...
We've not been to Cleek.
We have not tried to Click yet.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it Click or Cleek?
It's in my house and in my world, it is Click.
Okay.
If I were to be living on another continent, it would be Cleek.
Okay.
But we're Americans, goddammit. In America, you pronounce it Click.
Okay, happy Memorial Day, motherfucker. Yeah.
All right.
I'm sure they have delicious beverages there. We just haven't.
They had some shitty lounge entertainment last time I was gambling in that general area.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that shitty. It was a guy with a guitar playing. He was fine. The song selection was not what I would have necessarily migrated toward.
Ah.
So.
Do you care to mention?
I don't remember the specific. Okay. Was it
Man Bun Rock?
No. I think there was some country stuff, and there was some probably like John Mayer-esque kind of stuff. So. All right. Thank you to Melanie for that. Let's check in again with...
I miss Cosmo.
I thought you were going to say you miss Melanie.
That too.
She saved you, remember?
She and Trisha saved me in my hour of need. We were just talking about that. Mm-hmm. The debutantes.
Yep. They came through. We are forever grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's check in with the Javelin again. I just like that we have a guy calling in who has named himself, or someone has named him the Javelin, and he's just going with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hello! It is the Javelin, and I am tanked currently right in front of Taco Bell Cantina and Edit Omnia because I'm not going to lie. I'm 24, young, and full of, I'm not going to say the actual word, but full of juices. Had a lunch at Earl's Sandwich today, playing Hollywood, and just continuing to thrive because, like I said, I'm a young guy. I'm 24. You guys are probably pissed off at me. I'm sorry if you're pissed off at me. I'm a nice guy if you find me. But, listen, when you get some moments to go to the Club for Brothers and you're going to get shit on this in the podcast, I know you will. But you know what? Hey, all's good. Good vibes at the end of the day. I see Planet Dailies right now in front of me at Planet Hollywood telling me, oh, get some pancakes. You want some pancakes? Well, who knows if I get the pancakes. I had a flight to St. Louis in about 9 hours from now. So, here's what happens, but God bless if it does. Thank you.
I'm not entirely sure what happened right there, but I enjoyed it, and mm-hmm. I appreciate the Javelin calling in, and I'd like to have a drink with that guy sometime.
I was just thinking the same.
Yeah. Or I would imagine it would probably lead to several, which would be a problem for everyone, but
mm-hmm.
we're all adults here.
We could all get into trouble.
All right.
I've gotten into trouble in Vegas before.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I must not have been paying attention that day.
I think you were.
I think I'm going to end the call segment with that. I've got a couple other calls, but I'm going to hold them, I think, until next week. And, yeah. So let's thank a few people for karma donations this week. In addition to our beloved patrons, we have some people who made karma donations through PayPal. They include recurring donations from Michael and Chris.
Thank you,
guys. We do appreciate your support.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a couple others. We got one from Andy in Des Moines. I bet we'll be hearing from him. He likes to call in when he's in Las Vegas. I seem to remember Andy calling a couple years ago now, swearing off Vegas forever.
Oh, yes. I remember that, too.
And then he called back about a year later, and he was back in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Got over it, and now...
You can't quit it.
Karma donation for a trip that begins tomorrow. So he's headed back. World Series of Poker event number one.
Good luck.
Good luck to you, sir. We're rooting for you. Hope you do all right. And another karma donation from Kathleen for a trip that began today, staying at Mandarin Oriental and Encore.
Yay. And, I bet that'll be very nice.
Said thanks for the endless entertainment and giggles. Sending good karma right back at you.
Cool.
We could use it, I think, at this juncture in our day. And appreciate that. Glad you enjoy the show. Thank you so much to all of you who support the show by, you know, whether it's karma donations or Patreon or just telling friends about it and spreading the word and all that stuff. We do really appreciate it. It means a lot to us. All right. Have you had a lovely experience recording this holiday weekend show?
I have. Have you?
I have. I have some regrets, but most shows end with a little regret, so that's okay.
Don't regret.
I think people usually take what I say with a grain of salt and understand that
usually
I'm full of shit and they don't. Some people get, I know that there are occasionally people who get very, very upset about the things that I say, and I'm not intending to do that, but it happens.
Are you going to get "It Is What It Is" tattooed across your chest?
I'm never going to do that. No.
No.
No, okay. Not really my thing to say.
Good.
But
good.
Anyway, I hope that people have enjoyed the show despite everything. All right, 500bymidnight.com is the website. 500@gmail.com is the place to send Dear Tim and Michelle questions. You can find us on Twitter. I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. And, of course, our voicemail line is available to you anytime, day or night, 365 days a year, 702-866-9494. As always, thank you for emailing, listening, commenting, calling, Facebooking, Patreoning, being awesome, and we do appreciate it. We will talk to you soon, and we hope you have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.